This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A local nonprofit is planning to give away a week's worth of groceries to 1,700 families on Saturday. As News 88.7's Natalie Weber reports, they've seen a spike in need this year.
Families Helping Families is giving away groceries at the NRG and Shell Energy stadiums in Houston, as well as locations in Fort Bend County. But most of the locations are at capacity. Families may still be able to sign up for a slot at the Missouri City giveaway until 5 p.m. Quincy Collins founded the organization 12 years ago after members of his church banded together to help a family that lost their home in a fire. He says the interest in this year's grocery giveaway is, quote, unprecedented.
The phones have been, ringing nonstop, but, we're going to try our best to accommodate as many families as we possibly can.
Organizers say they're seeking even more sponsors to help meet the need. More information about sponsoring families in need can be found on the Families Helping Families website. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
You can go to HoustonPublicMedia.org to learn more about how to register for the grocery giveaway in Missouri City. Houston City Council member Letitia Plummer has drafted a proposal that would allow city police officers to decide whether or not to call ICE during traffic stops. According to a draft of the proposal obtained by Houston Public Media, officers would not be required to contact ICE if a background check indicates a civil immigration violation. Councilmember Plummer.
Obviously, it's also allowing our communities to feel like we're listening to them, and they can go to church and they can go to work and then go to the grocery store. Like, people are not living their lives right now.
Plummer says she currently needs just one more council member to sign on to her proposal so that it can be discussed at the next meeting. Two Houston police officers have been relieved of duty for allegedly placing an unauthorized tracking device on a suspect's vehicle without a warrant. The suspect in the case recorded the officers placing the tracking device on the car, according to ABC 13. HPD says the device was purchased online and was not issued by the department. I'm Alexandra Hart, News.